Nikolai was bustling all day as dog teams pulled in and out of the sixth checkpoint. As KNOM's Emily Schwing reports, it's a turning point in the race. Teams have passed over some of the roughest trail. From here, mushers will evaluate their dogs as they try to decide how best to execute their race plans.
There's a flu going around on the Iditarod Trail, and Dallas CV has it.
I think I'm getting better, though. But these first couple days have been unpleasant, to say the least.
But CV isn't looking back. As he scarfed a bowl of chicken soup in Nikolai's school cafeteria, he was trying to figure out his next move.
This is a pretty major turning point in the race. What we do out of here will determine, you know, where we end up taking our 24. So I've got to make that decision, and I'm not sure where the destination is yet.
Mushers have to take a mandatory 24-hour layover somewhere along the trail. CV's team is a mix of experienced veterans and a few young dogs he describes as monsters. He says he's trying to figure out where to take his rest to maximize what they can do.
It would be a very, very, very safe move for me to just go over to Takotna and take my 24. But I don't know that that's the best thing for the team. So I'm trying really hard just to run the team by what I know a team should look like coming into the 24, even if that means pushing them a little harder than I've ever had to push a team to get them to look like that. But, you know, these are good problems, so we'll figure it out.
Aside from the good kind, problems mushers are dealing with include banged up bodies and shredded runner plastic. Outside of Roan, there's roughly 15 miles of snowless trail through an area decimated by wildfire. In 2014, that trail ended a number of races, so mushers were a little leery heading into this year's race.
Nothing like 2 years ago, so I guess we can't.
Allie Zirkel made a snack for her dogs as they rested in the sun.
It still was a little, still definitely is mushing on dirt. The dogs are like summer, like your dog running down the trail in the summer. It's like, woohoo, this is great. And the mushers are, actually I got cramps in my arms. Just kind of making sure I didn't let go at the wrong time.
Frozen dirt, no snow at all, rougher than a cob.
That was Paul Gebhardt's experience through the burn. This is his 20th Iditarod.
Where there was a little bit of snow, then it would glaciate, but it would glaciate side hill down towards the trees, so your sled's constantly trying to, I wiped out two big trees. But I didn't break my sled, I don't think.
Gebhardt says that run's never gone smoothly for him.
I've not had a good run to Nikolai in 10 years.
And this year?
Nope, I carried three dogs. I've carried dogs every time for the last 10 years. So it's like, I can't break that jinx. I don't know what it is. It's really rough trail out there. You know, it takes a toll.
His next step is to figure out what kind of rest his team needs and where they need it most.
I mean, I'm set up that I can do it wherever. But I would like to get to the river. I don't know if these guys will bounce back after a nice rest here or not. A lot of it will depend on what they look like when I get to Takotna.
Some mushers will opt to hunker down at the next checkpoint in McGrath for a long rest. Others may gamble and continue on as far as Ruby, the halfway point in the race, where the trail meets the Yukon River. As for Allie Zirkel, she says she plans to play it safe. She was on her way to grab some water for her dog team.
I'm going to tiptoe this dog team to Takotna like I usually do and see what I've got. I think that's a good thing to figure out before you start pressing the heck out of them.
On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing. Howdy. And Nikolai.
Hi, it's always good to see your smile.
Well, I'll give it to you then.
Okay, hey, that's a good one.
May I have some hot water?
We got it, yeah.